that wasn't our best game. You know, I don't know that we played to our strengths, but we just came off two emotional games, you know, Vancouver and then in Montreal is such a big deal for us that it's good to win a game when you're not necessarily at your best. And I thought especially in the third, even though we only gave up eight shots, our legs weren't. You know, we looked like we were 3-5 and had traveled a little bit. But structure was good, our goalie was good, and the confidence is there that we can stay in the game. We did some huge penalty kills and didn't get a crack on the power play. So I'm as happy with that one as ever. I wouldn't say it wasn't a good effort. That's not what was going on. It wasn't anything easy in that game. Carolina's got speed and they got good sticks and they're on you pretty good. But I thought we handled it really well.
Mo, to have that line on the ice at that time of the game, is that just a matchup with their line?
No, I mean, it was the matchup all night was Eric Staal. The ones that we're watching, right, is Eric Staal with Scheifele. And it's kind of a dirty little Winnipeg secret is that Scheifele's a pretty good player. You know, he's a young guy, and I understand the matchup. We went into Anaheim, and it was Getzlaff, and into San Jose, and it's Thornton. And down low in our end of the ice, Mark Scheifele is nearly perfect most nights. He's really, really solid player. But really, it was a function of the timeouts. We got an icing call at 13 on the clock, which held off the first timeout. So I knew we were getting three timeouts after, you know, we were past the 10-minute mark. I had three more timeouts. We'll run three then at that point, and that's what we were doing. The minutes were good after two. I've been running closer to three at different times in the game, so that's why that matchup had. I got no problem putting Mark Scheifele on against the ice against anybody. I really don't.
Can you talk about the play that Trouba makes at the end?
Yeah. So we've seen that, especially in the third period, consistently. And it was his first two shifts were... You know, he looked like he was a Norris Trophy candidate. The next two were a little bit were unusual because he's usually puck handling and decision making is a real strength of his. But great confidence in a young man to want to make the play that decides the game. You know, not sit back in a tie game and not want to make the mistake. He wants the puck on a stick, and he's deceptively fast down the wall. I've seen that a bunch of times where it may not look like he's moving, but he's moving. The difference with him is he does it with his head up, and he can make those plays.
It does, for a 19-year-old, after kind of an up and down parts of the game, to make that play at the end, to have the confidence to make it, is huge, isn't it?
It is huge, and I think it's something he's just going to build on and just get better. You guys look this up, but that guy's got to be plus 14 or plus 15 in his last 10 games. He's been on the ice for big goals, overtime goals. You can tell by his minutes, we don't hide him. I mean, I'm not playing the kids because I'm a good guy and I'm thinking 5 years down the road. We're playing to win every night, and that's why those two guys play as much as they do.
You mentioned Pavlik. Just a comment on how he played.
As he's played almost the entire stretch that I've seen, he's just that good.
Maybe Christopher Thorburn's handling the extra minutes
somehow. Well, great. He's got two, I think, in his last in a short period of time. A little different element to that line, physicality, keeps his shift short. I'm glad guys like that who don't, you know, they don't get a lot of offensive looks, and he's gone from that line to the fourth line and back, and he's the same guy. Same guy on the bench, great team guy. It's nice for those guys because they really then feel a part of that offense. And it's got to be a game-winning goal, too, tight game goals. Those are so important to guys like that are kind of heart and soul guys in your room.
Well, you said this game was important to them for you. Did you sense that prior to the game?
Not based on the way we played. You know, I this isn't my first tour through here, but we all care about each other in there, so I'm taking it. Sioux boy, the only guy who knew was the guy from Sault Ste. Marie. He was going to make it big, so I kept playing him.
Did it feel a little surreal to be back in this building when you first came out?
Not now. You know what I mean? I've been in here enough times, and like I had said earlier, the only part that I find strange is on the streets driving around because you've traveled, you know, the Beltline 1,000 times, and now you're on a bus doing it instead of your own car. That's the only find that sometimes you realize you're a visitor now.
Paul, how did you describe the game Brian Little had for your group?
I thought they were our best line, and then that would might have made him the best player. You know, he was good, and both ends of the ice, he was quick with his hands, he had a lot of jump. I didn't overplay him in the first period, but kind of made it a concerted effort to get him out there harder as the game went on.
What were the keys on the 5-on-3 kill? They didn't get a shot.
We got some big men down there that are willing to put their bodies in front of it. You know, good sticks, We've been a pretty good 5-on-3 team all year. I think Charlie Huddy does a great job designing what we're trying to do down there. But at the end of the day, Party's block shot is that's a bomb, and he puts his body in front of it, and that's the difference.
Mo, very tough conference, the Western Conference. You guys feel like you're back in it? The guys that
we're back in it. I mean, but it's a completely different animal out there, because as it is here. I mean, the Edmonton Oilers got a lot of great fire, and the Calgary Flames have just won 5 in a row. They're the hottest team in the National Hockey League, and they're not in the mix. So, going into Anaheim, into Chicago, into San Diego, you guys know the list. It's their teams that are at their peak are coming into their peak. So you've just got to get great goaltending and then have some structure.